Okay, so we are recording now, and I hear that one of the big things that happened last night is the purchase of two new vehicles.
Right. The police department, in part of our fleet operations rotation, we have selected to buy two police interceptors and their Ford Explorers, and so that was approved last night.
And how much was that bid for?
The bid after the trade-ins is it will cost the city around $43,000 for both vehicles. And we got this through state pricing with a dealer in Jefferson City.
Really? And is this just part of the standard program, replace your police cars every few years thing?
Right. Our vehicles are pretty old, and they have a lot of miles on it. And these newer vehicles are a lot safer and better fuel economy, and the utility use of them is a lot better. Plus, they're 4x4s, so when we have big winter storms like we've had here in the last 5 years, they'll really help us out.
All right, and will you talk to me a little bit about the bid for Mohawk Road?
There was three bids for Mohawk Road, and you know, this is part of the new hospital project, and so it was awarded to the lowest bidder. And the bids ran from about $167,000, which was the low bid, and up to $297,000.
And who is the lowest bidder?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Oh, sorry.
I don't have that in front of me. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
I can't remember it. We don't. This is the first time we've used this company, but they are a local company here in Chillicothe.
All right. And do you know off the top of your head what exactly the work is that's going to be done?
It's basically, you know, we're going to go from the intersection at 65 and 190, and we're going to go east all the way up to the access road, the new access into the new hospital. And we're going to widen that road, and it's going to be all cement. We have 60 days to complete it, so we hope to have it done by, you know, before Thanksgiving. But it'll have all new drainage and make it a lot wider. And it's that access is primarily for employees and deliveries only.
All right. And the results of the most recent audit, did everything look good?
Yes, our auditor gave us a thumbs up, and we have a healthy cash balance, funds on hand. Everything checked out as far as our processes and our reporting procedures, and as far as the capital projects and the accounting on that. The value of the city increased obviously with the new hospital going in and with Chili Bay improvements. So the value of the city went up. And on a side note, dealing with the budget, the sales tax over the summer months is up considerable over the past 4 years, so we've had a real good summer so far for Chillicothe.
All right. Is there anything else of note that you want to touch on?
I would just say that, we had a workshop last night at the new hospital and took a tour, and the council was very pleased, and we're, shooting for, December to get this project substantially complete and to have the facility open in February. So, we're getting down here to the last few months, and so we're getting really excited about the new hospital and looking forward to getting it open. So hope everyone else is also.